this is not our last chance during the calendar year to visit with the good doc, but it's almost there. And we go from here, I go talking about a generation lost, the whole generation lost 100 years ago, to now we're going to talk about the youngest generation out there that's of adult age, and that's Generation Z. And the idea now, and this is actual stuff that's in, that includes Nick over there, but I don't know if he's in this category. 91% of your cohorts out there say they are overly stressed and anxiety-filled right now. 91%. That's a big number. Let's talk about it with Dr. John Braccio. Well, you always find the podcast here at drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological at East Lansing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I really do think that if you look at the Generation Z, this is the high school through college age persons, this is quite a stressful thing. They see their parents battling, you know, in terms of politically and every other which way. They see the world seeming to be in great disarray. They see a 24-hour news. They see violence all the time on there. It almost gives them an over-exaggerated view of what might be happening to them just because they see it and it's right in their living room. There's a lack of friendship due to social media, not developing long-term friendships, negative self-image from comparing self with others when you always have the media there, you always have people promoting certain looks, this or that. We have a narrowing definition of success where people are kind of being pushed to go into college, whether or not that's the right thing for them, kind of minimizing often the trades and other manual labor. We have debt. We have money in terms of coming out of school or coming out of training, not having enough of it. So it's a very stressful type of time. Now, obviously, there, I don't want to say everyone, but when you do say 91%, this is, you know, from a Stress in America report by the American Psychological Association, that's those are kind of scary figures if you really think about it. 91% of a generation is feeling that level of stress. It's certainly a very difficult type time to be living.
Can it, when you talk with clients and young clients, when does perception become reality? I mean, do you ever say, look, the things you think are really stressful here maybe aren't so much, and it's all your perspective and relative to X, Y, or Z? Or do you have to approach each case like, well, every person defines their own stressful incidents and what puts them over the edge, and what does it for one group or even a large group of people may not be the same for another, maybe dramatically different?
Well, I think every person is different. I think that's true. I just think there's certain characteristics of each age, if you will, generation, yeah, that are consistent. I find that all generations, all persons, do too much what-ifing. They're always worrying about what might happen, and yeah, I'm always indicating, why don't we worry about what is happening, okay, and let's try to focus on the best way to plan to do things.
The real boogeyman versus the imagined boogeyman.
Yes, that is true. And I do feel, though, that the social media is really pretty powerful. There was a father in last night with his son. He can't get him off the social media. They try. You know, he's doing okay in school, but he clearly is missing out on a lot of things because of the involvement with it. And he's not unique. Right now, people often almost have events from the house with their social media as opposed to really getting together. So there's seen as this lack of developing really friendships with people and more involved in these multiple relationships on the internet. So that's I think, a big concern. I think parents, of course, need to be working at spending more time with kids and less time maybe be arguing or concerned about politics and things, just trying to do the right thing, focusing on home. You know, my dad's view was, you know, God, you, your spouse, your immediate family, you have a certain number of friends. And once you try to worry about everything else that you can't control, then you're going to have a lot of stress. And I think kids now, I think when you just turn on the news, 24-hour news, there's a bombing, there's a shooting, this or there's that. Even if you're far removed and the odds of anything happening to you are tiny, those images are always in your mind. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to be telling children or persons of this generation, trying to get them to focus the right way. We also have the bizarre situation of people getting college degrees when there are no jobs for the degree they're getting, which, you know, I always make the point, an avocation is something you enjoy, like my interest in ancient Roman history. Okay, a vocation, you know, is what you can do in
right.
terms of paying your own way in life. And I think there's a lot of confusion that way too. And also when you
now, if you can make them pay together, well, that's wonderful. But there's you may love ancient Roman history, but a paying gig for that doc, you may not do as well as you do in psychology right now. I'm just saying.
I think it's true. I think that people really need to look at what do they want,
yeah.
what are they used to, and a lot of people really aren't doing that. They may come from even a middle upper middle class home, and they haven't really. They just think that's just going to happen for them, and all of a sudden they kind of hit the world of reality. You know, would you like fries with that order, ma'am? You know, this type of thing, and there's nothing wrong with that kind of work.
No,
on the other hand, if you've gone to college and you prepared for, but you haven't prepared for a real job, it can lead to a lot of stress.
You remember when you went to school too, and you know, we're not that far apart generation wise very much the same for mine. You knew people who floated through school, and they kind of they would change, and they weren't sure what they wanted to do, and they mainly hung out in school for a while. Not quite like Bluto and Animal House, you know, all those years of college down the drain. but you got the idea. There were people who were kind of like permanent students, and you could do it then, and you wouldn't. Now, if you try to do that, or if you don't know what you want and you don't have a focus, you're going to go broke in the process.
I think that is true. And also the type of jobs that were available. I went to high school with a lot of kids that had a lot of really solid grades, but they still went into General Motors for 30 years. They went into Rapid Stand, different companies that they could go into. And I think those types of jobs are already gone. The average now for a person going into the workforce is they're going to work at least 7-8 places in their work history. And that really was not the case years ago. So even that type of dissonance kind of fits in there. And this, there seems to be more and more comparison with other people. I mean, it sounds kind of funny. I think as people expand the networks and the people they're seeing and all the visual images and things that are seen, people will seem to think I'm not that good looking, or I'm not that intelligent, I'm not this or that. I always try to work with people and say, look, you're you. You know, and appreciate who you are. If you look for 50 characteristics that you have, you'll find 50 people that may have a better one than that. But it doesn't matter that.
No.
You are you, and be proud of who you are and develop who you are into the best you can be. So, but when you have 91% of a generation, those are astonishing figures, Dave. Though
that's
not
really
like
50%. High.
Yeah, that really is. So I do feel we do need to take a look at this, and I really don't hear enough being talked about in our society. It seems like everybody's kind of throwing arrows at each other, and it's it'd be easier to kind of take a time out, try to figure what can we do to really help our young people here. And this, we always have to help all persons, but let's just take this one right here, kind of focus and get back to developing relationships, families doing things together. I think that's another critical thing that has not been happening as much. And often it seems that kids want to be with kids when they are doing something, or they want to be on the internet communicating that way. And I don't want to say all. There are a lot of exceptions, but when you see 91% are highly stressed, that's
Actually, it's amazing to me, too, Doc. I don't have it right in front of me, but I saw an ad, of course it was online, for a family game. It's selling hugely this holiday season. People are buying it for gifts. And basically, the game is just you sit around, everybody puts their phone away, and these questions are meant to prompt conversation. And we just used to do that without a game. I mean, it was called, you didn't need a game. You didn't need to spend $29.95, but it's the award-winning game that's helping families. It's great for couples. It's wonderful. And I'm just saying, well, that's the generation we're in right now. By the way, I want to remind listeners that we're going to do a special segment, Christmas segment here, psychologically speaking, next Monday on Christmas Eve, and then, of course, Christmas Day, no show here on the Morning Wake-Up. We'll have Fox Special Programming. And because of that, on Tuesday as well, January 1st, listen to Fox Special Programming, watch some football, and then rejoin the Doc and I on January 2nd, which is Wednesday morning. So Monday the 24th, Wednesday the 2nd is when we'll be back here, and I want to give all listeners a reminder about that. It's great, always great to talk to you, sir.
Listen, And you're a great guy, Dave. I look forward to chatting with you again, my friend.
We will do so in our special Christmas edition. We'll have some music for that, too. That's always fun. The Doc gets to pick the music. So look out. Look out below, ladies and gentlemen. Coming back here in the Morning Wake Up, taking you to D.C. next, 1320. This is WILS.